And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 9th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of an early writer of the American Southwest, Mary Hunter Austin, born Carlinville, Illinois, 1868. Went to college in Illinois. She was in love with geology, collected fossils. Then she moved out to California and spent most of her life there in the desert on the eastern edge of the Sierras. Studied the geology, the plants and animals, the weather, the native people. And she wrote a book in 1903 called The Land of Little Rain. It was probably her best-known book, but she wrote many others, novels and plays and essays. And it's the birthday of Leo Tolstoy, born near Tula, Russia, 1828, to a noble family. Lost his mother as a young boy, but had a pleasant childhood. His father had an extensive library for the boy to read from. He went swimming and sledding and played in the fields and woods at the family estate. After his father died, he went off to university. He managed to teach himself about 12 languages, but he was not so interested in academics, more interested in gambling, drinking, and women. Dropped out of college, spent years visiting brothels and drinking hard and racking up gambling debts. Finally, he signed up for the army at the suggestion of his brother, joined an artillery unit in the spring of 1851. And the following winter, Tolstoy, at the age of 23, wrote his first novel. 1854, he was promoted and sent to the front to fight in the Crimean War and was horrified by the violence, and also in 1857 by a public execution that he witnessed in Paris. He said, "The sight revealed to me the instability of my superstitious belief in progress when I saw the head part from the body and how they thumped separately into the box. I understood with my whole being that no theory of the reasonableness of our present progress could justify this deed." By 1863, Tolstoy had finished a draft of what would become the first part of a novel he was calling 1805, set during the Napoleonic Wars and the French invasion of Russia. He rewrote, he expanded it, gave it a new name, War and Peace, and it came out in 1867. And 6 years later came Anna Karenina. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, entitled Fargo. The fertilest soil this side of the Tigris and Euphrates, so the schoolchildren of the countryside are taught, of their land, flat as a checkerboard to the hem of the sky. The giant sky, pale green at dusk, stays black long after morning cow-milking time. Wind is incessant in winter, so that snow falls sideways like Arctic sunshine. This land of Lutherans and sugar beets thickens its marvelous thinness here at the edge of a red river, whose windings alone betray the rectilinear. Downtown, parking space is no problem, and grain-fed health rewards those God's grandeur does not drive mad. A poem by John Updike, Fargo, from his collected poems 1953 to 1993, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.